Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Proposal people, what do you do with these folks? I know what I want to do sometimes, but let's not. Instead, here are two approaches I use when people basically say, shut up and just give me the numbers. First up, I ask questions first. I call this the it depends conversation. Something like this. Sure, happy to give you a proposal. Let's make sure it's accurate, though. And then I'll have one or two cool questions that will open up the conversation. Here's another way to communicate this idea. Something like, sure, happy to give you a proposal. My services are customized, so I don't know or have a one-size-fits-all proposal to send everybody. The numbers all depend on, keyword, depend on. Now, this introduction does two things. First, it telegraphs that I'm different in a commoditized market. I'm not someone who has one size fits all. So if the client is just deciding on price, they're going to opt out immediately. This also telegraphs that your services will be at a different price point than the bargain basement folks, but not before you outline the value. Now, the second approach is what I call the bigger question conversation. Now, this pulls back from the specifics and frames the value at 30,000 feet. Now, that goes something like, well, sure, happy to give you a proposal. The bigger question, though, is whether working together is a good idea. Let's answer that first. Then, yeah, I can drill down and explore how I can help. Now, this is a diversion tactic, absolutely, but it's an accurate one. No one wants to waste time on proposals that don't fit. And the is this a good idea frame also opens the door for you to opt out if the prospect acts like an idiot. Now notice what I don't say. No. Here's why. No one likes to be told no. So that right there can be a conversation stopper. Instead, these approaches are yes and. That lets people know that you're open to submitting a proposal. The possibility exists that they're going to get a proposal. It's just going to be on your terms. And again, it opens the door to get more information so you can decide if a proposal is a great idea. Hope this helps. Now you go out there and be brilliant.